Hi, I'm Nick Irani. I've grown up with Ayurveda. My mother is a well-known Ayurveda practitioner. She's an Ayurvedic medicine specialist as well, and many other modalities. But her study into Ayurveda came through her postgraduate work that she did with Professor Kulkarni, which was the dean. He was the dean of the Pune University for Ayurveda. He's like a modern Bapu of Ayurveda these days as well, and still practicing to this day. A lot of wealth and knowledge was passed on from him to my mother, and we've grown up with it. We've seen Professor come to our place as kids, and you know, as we grew into the business, which is Subtle Energies, we have then also worked on propagating Ayurveda through our work with Ayurveda Yoga Australia, which my mother set up. And we did that in 2006 with the first International Ayurveda Yoga Conference, with Professor as the patron. And then also we had another one in 2009 with very, very great lineup of speakers who came to propagate Ayurveda from around the world and also yoga as well. And we did that again in 2020 during the pandemic, an online version where we had 3,500 people join and some wonderful Vedas, professors and researchers. And so our passion is to really promote the sciences of Ayurveda in its true authentic form as much as possible as well. Yeah. And that means that, you know, it doesn't mean that Ayurveda has to be rigid either as well. You know, Ayurveda has many different branches, and like my mother's professor says, everything is Ayurveda, you know, as well. So we specialize in what's called the Ayurveda aromatherapy, which is a branch of Ayurveda that hasn't been used in recent times. Aromatics are very much there in the ancient text, but essential oils being used in Ayurveda is not something that was commonly used. Mm-hmm. And specifically for us, Ayurveda aromatherapy, the definition is specifically the herbs that come from the Ayurveda pharmacopoeia, so your turmeric, your tulsi, your mogra, your rose, your jatamansi, but in their essential oil form. Mm-hmm. You know, 96% of these oils are still produced for the food and flavoring industry and not used for therapeutic use as much as we think. Mm-hmm. And in the 90s, there was very little research done on them. Mm-hmm. Or there was no Google at that time, I should say. Yeah. So research was there, but there was no Google to collate it all. And so my mother began working on these oils in her clinic, and that she developed her own clinical work through that, through her responses, through her patients. Of course, she referred to the texts and cross-referenced what was happening in the Ayurveda in the herb form to her knowledge in aromatherapy as an aromatic medicine specialist as well. And so so essentially, that's been our passion. We've used her work as our forefront of what we do, and it's a wonderful tactile element to work, which has a wonderful energy behind it as well at the same time.